Starting from the bottom of Yitzayin and Beis, we had the Mishnah, and the Gemara now starts off the bottom line with a question on the Mishnah. Why the Mishnah has to have seem to be a double lashon? It's redundant. Mishnah says that if the diluim that you plan on not using for the gourd itself, for the yerek, for the vegetable of Shabbat, but rather just for the zera, so if it got hard before Rosh Hashanah, and it became puzzle, Michael Adam, it became puzzle to eat, it's mutter the kaimim mishvias. If not, it's also the kaimim mishvias. So fake the Gemara, seems like it's two separate things. The Gemara's kasha. Lamali hukshu, I feel love hukshu. Why does it have to say that it got hard, even if it didn't get hard, as long as it's not really the Michael Adam, it becomes a zera, it's okay. It should be no good, or it should be ready mutter mishvias. Says the Merpe Moshe, if just have one of the factors, as long as it's just a unfit for human consumption, that's enough. It should be considered mutter b'shvius, and not going to be considered usher. So then the question is, why does the Mishnah seem to say two factors? It hardened and that. So the Gemara says, no, you read the Mishnah wrong. It's really the factor. It's a tam shadaba. My answer is mikivan shahukshu. Since it got hard, therefore once it nasib kishayz venezer, then it becomes like all the other seeds in the garden, that is not really the Michael Adam, and that becomes halacha as if it's considered the sixth year, not anymore. It's not a din in shvius. You got to keep it over shvius because it's no longer something that's growing in shvius. So basically, what it's saying is that it's really the reason shabbat, the time behind it. That's what Pei Moshe says. Therefore, it becomes so. Being the fact is hard is what makes it like the other Zerayim. That's what the Mishnah means to say. It's one time explaining the reason why it's not Roy L'Michael Adam. So the Gemara says, Ketzer Rebaydek, how do you determine when something is Taka Muksha, it's hard enough that it's considered no longer Roy L'Achtila? Yosef Achlin, oh man, Oikso. You go ahead, you give it, you stab it. You stab it with something that's very sharp. Or if it makes a hole, if the hole goes ahead when you put it in and it closes up, then it becomes usser. However, if it remains a hole, so then obviously it's still soft enough, it's still moisture, it's not completely dried up yet, that would not be the halacha. Uksu says the marfudo, toichiv makat, the law is matziah. You put in a needle into something sharp, a sharp item into the thing, into the dalas, into the gourd, and you take it out. If you see that the right away the hole closed up, that means that it's hard, that there's no moisture left. But if it leaves it open, if it's still a hole, then you see, then there's little moisture there, then it would be considered us. The Gemara says, Yonah bar Shrai Omer. The Gemara says, different halach. The Gemara says, Kaimelos put kamulin p'turim min ha-maiser. If you have leaves, these are leaves from the gourd, and these are leaves from duluyim. It's a type of a leaf, that vegetables that look like a leaf. It's really not in the royal achila in this stage that it's in until it grows later, until it grows much more mature. So therefore, leaves from a kamulin potter mit meiser. It's potter from meiser because again, it's not royal meiser ladam. Hada the temachulah is a diluin. That's only where it said before it became diluin. It must have diluin, but it became already diluin. If it turned into diluin, giyara can't consider like a vegetable. And therefore, it would be the same halacha that applies. That's royal meiser ladam, and therefore you would have to. It would be considered as if it's this year, and therefore it would be Asa B'Shvias, because it's considered as if you're going to be taking care of it, growing still, it's still being Yonak, even in the seventh year. There's another one. Mar says, Hayre, Rav Yossi Bilan Ale Kuluskaya. Rav Yossi Paskin, leaves of the Kuslaya, some kind of plant called Apin Kuluskaya, this type of plant, it says, Sha'asa Ligmos Behemayim. It's us to go ahead, and use them to go ahead to, as a cleat to go ahead and to swallow water, because the deer are going to use it, will eat them. The deers are the ones that go eat them. In other words, these kind of things, plant people don't eat them, but the deer do we use them to drink water from. So, Mela, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to plant these things, and then you're going to make it, it's roy for animals to go take it, then halacha, it's something that's roy to Michael Behema, it still also has a din of shvius. So, therefore, if you're going to make it into a cleat, where it could be mekabel mayim, then it would be considered aser, and it would be considered. So, in other words, if you go ahead and therefore and make it into a din of something that's roi right now, and you're going to make it into says the again. Let's read the marfulda. Osan al in these leaves oichel nesfi. The deers eat them. But now a Michael Chayim Yisham Ktusha Shvias. And if it's something that's a Michael Chayim, has an Ktusha Shvias. And if you can't be Maisi B'Yadayim, turn it into a Kli, to make it into like a clear vessel to drink water from, because you're taking something that's really royal Shvias, because it's considered an Oichel, the animals, the wild animals eat it, the deers eat them. So you're turning it into a Kli, turn the leaf into, make it into a, it's a hard leaf, you're turning it into like a cup, something with a pitcher where you can go drink water from it. That's also because now you're using something for shvius and you're using it being nana from it, that will be considered also. Right to the Mishnah. Raps in Rafa Lip now. What happened? You let it go ahead and water Sutta Love in white soil. The Machloek of Shimon says, yes, Rilazar said you can't. Gemara wants to know, understand, what is this Machloek is? The Asher of Shimon Grabbanan. Lechaira, this Machloek of Shimon and the Rilazar is the Machloek is the Rabbanan and Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov in a different place. Like his own shita. We learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah my cotton. You let it go draw water on Chalamoid from one tree to another tree. You let it go ahead and water trees by taking water from a different tree and putting it onto that tree. Normally you can't do malacha of watering things on Chalamoid, but from one tree to another, you let it do it. The Vacha Yashke is called Sadakula. Only you don't go ahead and water the entire field. If you just do one tree to another tree, that you can do. But to go to do the whole field, that you're not allowed to do, because that's creating it's a malacha. You're creating an opportunity for it to water everything else that would be considered also. The Chachamim, however, disagree over there and say, you're allowed to go ahead and even water the entire field, that the Mishnah says over there, that even watering the whole tree, you're allowed to water between the trees to prevent the trees from losing, even if you're doing the whole field itself. So the Chayyar of Shimon, who says over here, you could go ahead and water a field during Shviyas, but all like the Chachamim, who say you can do it on Talamud, you're allowed to do this, not a malacha. As Biyako said, you can't do the whole field with the whole Sada Lovin, you can't do. They will hold like the Chayyar, the same sheet in Talamud, that you can't do it, Mishnah Lashitasa, you can't do it over there. The Chayyar, the same Machlokas here is the Machlokas over there. So the Gemara says, maybe I'll tell you no. Rabbi Ono, Amlestar, Ramada said, the halacha that we said in the Mishnah, that we say, when the Chachamim or Lezer disagree regarding a field, they're arguing, Mar says, when the tree's in a subtle lovan, when they're talking about a case where it has to be a certain size shear. Mar says, that's what they're arguing about. Ma ben Akanon, what are we talking about a case in Mishnah where they're arguing about? In Meruvachim, we're talking about a case of trees that are spread out, and there's not as mamish spread out, it's not a regular Sada Elon, which the trees are within a base saw. Everyone agreed that it's Vadei Asa. It's mamish, you can't do that. It's Vadei, watering a whole big field, that you can't do. That's not a little hefsit, that's something you can't do. In Metzufim, if the trees are close enough together, they're within 10 to each other, that's for the case of Levi Kalmotiv. It's Metzufim, because it's mamish, you're saving the trees. You let it go from a tree to another tree in a small when they're small, packed one to the other, because then Allah is you're preventing the trees from dying out. So that's mamish davar avud. But look, you're not going to a case to a matriyasul asar. Trees that are planted that there's 10 to a saw. Lesbian Yaakov, he looks at these things, Allah can say, like a tree that's spread apart, and where it's also to do it, you can't do it. That's why it's also because you can't do it. It's looking as if it's spread apart in a whole field that you can't do. That's a malacha. But Rabbanan Avdin Lutzufin, Rabbanan learned that this in this shape, it's considered if they're close together, and if it'll be mutter. So they're not arguing whether a field you could do. Of course, a field you can't do. Of course, they're close together, because you can do. Only machlokas is if they're spread out, but not enough to be spread out more than 10, is that considered like a field in itself as us, or do we consider as if it's considered as if it's within close proximity to each other, as if it's within 10 of Besa, and therefore that'd be mutter. That is the machlokas of what we're talking about in the case of the mission over here. The Gemara says, Rabbanon, now the Rabbanon said, Rabbanon would come along and tell us that if it's spread apart further than 10, they would hold it such to do so in Kalamayid. What's the halacha doing in this situation where you're going ahead, you're taking water, drawing it from one to the other? So in a field over here, which we say in a field, if it's 10 base saw, as well, you're allowed to go do that. The question is, are you allowed to take, do we say the hetra being allowed to do that in a field for Kalamayid, you're allowed to do that? Do we say we allow you to do this as well from one tree to another tree? Would that be the same halacha apply? Lahamshir, to go ahead and go from tree to tree, would that be something also would be allowed you to do on Chol HaMoed? So the Gemara, Nelev had Rabbanim and Rabbi Lezer B'Yakob. That we said, that should Rabbi Lezer B'Yakob, Madri Lezer B'Yakob, and Amir Mavokin. Rabbi Lezer said, only like halacha we allow you to do that only if the plant of Mavokin spread out. Also, then you're allowed to, it's also to plant, but you're allowed to go ahead from one tree to the other. You can't plant, you can't water anew, but you can go ahead and extend water from one tree to the other tree. Ken Rabbanan, so too Rabbanan will say the same halacha, in the case we allow to do trees, the plant when it's from a beisa, even if it's further than the beisa, you're allowed to go with water, but lahamshik also lahashkos. All we're allowed to do is lahamshik. You can go ahead and take water from one to the other, but you can't go ahead and water, lekatchila, to water the whole field, that we never said. So therefore, your shalom was, would that be considered allowed to do it? Teretz says, that's good what the Chacham say. That's what the Chacham say, you're allowed to do it. Because that lahashkos is allowed to, lahamshik, you're allowed to, but lahashkos, you would not be allowed. So like the Gemara, if that's again the sugya, we're saying the machlokas is the same between chalamoid, between shvius, the same halacha, the same machlokas tanoim. Lo reim rabba savino meimad rebaka deviakalosa. Didn't we say before we just finished saying that the gabi, the trees that are spread apart, everyone agrees it can be considered also a chalamoid. That no one agrees. If it's spread apart, that's a malacha you can't do. It's only if they're close enough together. And the question is, how close are together do we say that? We look at them like if it's spread out, but they're spread out, but not totally spread out, still within the beisa. That you could do as if they're mamish next to each other. That's the machlokas tanoim. Then all of love mevuchanim. Now what about the case we said, the love one, where it's tougher, where it's the white's all in between, do we say the same mevuchas? Let's spread apart. Father should be considered aser. If that is, then yet halacha of Shimon and Misha says you can go ahead and do so even with shvius. For shvius, you're allowed to do that. Question of how you come with shvius. Teretz, you're talking about a case of Ilagab with shvius, come on, they're not coming between shvius and cholamai. It's not coming to Gabi cholamai, that halacha you can't do it. Gabi shvius holds you can't do it. So then you want to compare the two sugyas. That Rosh Shimon is the shitaso. And Rabbanon, Rosh Shimon is the Rabbanon, and Rav Yaakov is the Shitaso, and we compare the sugya of Chalamoid and Shvius, we say not so. We say that we see very clearly over these two different halachas. Like Abe, the din of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon holds you can do so in Shvius, yes, but Chalamoid is also to do that. We hold it, but Chalamoid, you're not allowed to do that. So it's now Rabbanon and Rav Shimon are not saying the same thing, so don't compare the two sugyas. The sugya of Rav Shimon by Shvius and Rabbanon by Chalamoid in the Mishnah and Beyer is two separate Mishnayas, two separate Shidas. Don't say they're not the same thing, the same thing. So how are you comparing? So what's that law? So tomorrow, my ben shvius, my name mot. Then what talk is enough community between cholamot and shvius? Both of them should be aser. Why is one mutter, one aser? So one says shvius, I deshu mutter b'malaka, because shvius work itself as mutter. Work itself as mutter. Certain types of work we allow to do that. We don't really ask for work per se. We don't want you to go ahead and do work that goes ahead and benefits the field itself. But work in itself is not aser. So a tiyu ben b'davah shutar, ben b'davah shenu tar. Then a chachamim allowed you to do a certain activity like watering the field, whether it's a hard, whether it's a big job or a small job, whether it's a full field or a small field. Well, once you know, we don't consider malacha, plowing a field, hoeing the field, working the field, the planting in the field. Those are things that Torah says aser. That's malacha and shvius is aser. But where we said a malacha like watering is not aser, then it's on off kamina. Whether it's a big job of watering the whole field or watering just a small section of it, that is on off kamina. But moed is a different halacha. Moed is a different animal. Cholamoid, idea of malacha. Malacha is aser in cholamoid. So when do we allow? The only thing we allow you to do, what does Rav Shimon say? What you're allowed to do? You're allowed to do something that's the davar of it. That if we don't do, it's going to lose. If you don't do that, it's going to have a loss. The chachamim didn't want you can't do something to work your field to get a profit. But to do something you don't get a davar avud, then you're to lose. That we allow you to do. And also, as long as it's a davar kal, it's a small amount, it's not a major job. And therefore we say, if it's only the small trees, between trees itself, you can do. But a regular full field, you can't do. So that's enough gemita between cholamoid and shvius. Marcel, I'll tell you, it's the boy and his man adult. The others want to give a different enough between the shvius and cholamoid. Shvius, aideshius, man and maruba etero. Shvius, you have an entire mind, you have a whole year. If you allow you to go ahead and do trees that are spread apart, because we're talking about a long period of time, because you could do it. You go we're talking about totally after shvius, so therefore we don't want you to have a loss. We say therefore we allow you for the whole year. We allow you during the year to go ahead and water it. That should not be. You should not have a davar of it. But moed chalamoid is only a few days. Adesh is mano katzer. I said no. Maybe I'll tell chalamoid. We don't want you to water the field unless it's mamish a davar of it mamish, because it's only a week. It's only a few days. It's only a few days. We don't want you to water your field. We're not going to be machmir not to water your field. Another nafki meter between shvius and chalamoid. So again, you want to go ahead and make a dimion between the machlokes tanoim of Shimon Rabbanan and agree between chalamoid and shvius is the same, and Rav Miyakel Shitaso was the same. We said no. We gave you two chalukim. Why shvius and chalamoid is two separate animals? It's two separate dinim and does not apply. So the Gemara says, "Fake the most and the shvius yam achroinim." You want to tell me this halacha the last 7 days, we're talking about the Shvius year, when Mestaber may have done Shvius and Regal? Should it be any different than Shvius and Regal? For year soon, it should be considered Aser. You know, the Gemara says, well, that should be usher. So Gemara says, and that we know we don't make a chiluk. So Gemara says, very good. On the second sfera of making a chiluk between Shvius and Chol HaMoed, you said Chol HaMoed is only a few days, and therefore we don't want you to usher. Shvius is a whole year, and therefore we said, therefore we should be. We don't want to usher. We want to make it be able to be done. Frank Gemara, if that's your sfera, then it should come out that we just say, when is there a heter to water a field in Shvius only until the last week before Shvius ends? Because that's all year. We don't want you to have such a long period of time at the Rabbit you can go water. But the last week, we should not allow you to water. Just like Chol HaMoed, we don't allow you to water because only a few days. So the last week of Shvius also you shouldn't water because only a few days. Yet we don't, that should be the chilek. Yet we don't make such a chilek. We don't make such a chilek. We should make such a chilek, but yet we don't make it. So why don't we say it should be like the days of Chol HaMoed, it should be considered aser. And we don't find such a chilek. So the covered as far is not as far. So Gemara says, so therefore Gemara is not a svar. So the Gemara says, you know why? So it shouldn't work. Eshkach, Tani, Brisa Taka says, Mirapsim, you have a love and shvi, love and might. If that a water of soil during Shvius, then of a love on, about you let it go ahead, but Shvius, but not by Moyed. Different Rav Shimon, this is the words of Rav Shimon. Elizabeth says, no, it's us in water, even during Shvius, you can't do. So the Chari, you see, that we allow you to do Shvius, the Chari, the same halakha of Chol HaMoed. So in a Chol HaMoed, it should only be in the time of the year, not in the last days when it's the same amount of time. So the Chari, the Avot Gemara says, it must be the difference that we say Shvius is, and Shvius and Chol HaMoed is because it's considered is mutter to do. It's only a mutter to do if it's a big job. It's a avodah, if it's a tirchi yisera. But a small job between, if it's a close, trees are close together, then an economy should be. But the statement would taka be usher. We taka lechari, make a drasha, to say that the last days of Shvius would taka be the same halakha. It should be considered usher. But the meraps and offer comes out to be mutter. Zok the mafulta, that we see by Moyed, and Echanami, the reason why it's us is because it said Vodakal, it's only if the trees are together, and it's not a big job, but the whole field itself is going to be usher. Masha'en Kein and Shvius, which is a whole year, and therefore in Echanami, the same thing applies. The last week, you wouldn't be able to do it, because the same thing applies by Moyed, and they'll do it. But if it's not a big job, Semlach would apply, we allow you to do it, not in the whole year, but not just at least until not the last week, which is same in Chol HaMoed, which in Chol HaMoed would be considered aser. That lechayr would be the svara that the Gemara is saying would be the same halacha to explain why Shvius and Chol HaMoed would have the similar halacha, the similar iser in Elizabeth and Yaakov. The same halacha would apply, the same period would apply, that it's aser for avoid the batera for no reason, and you could wait a small amount of time, it's only a week left, we wouldn't even allow you to do that. Ad kan de perek.